Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are going to be ranking the Megazords. The first ones.
Yeah, everybody's prime Megazords.
Yeah, whatever, the first Megazord that each team got, we're going to be ranking all of those. We have our individual lists, and we have... Oh boy, there's some Zords.
They get some Zords in this show.
And we didn't even look at, like, the second Zords they get, or the third, or
combos. No, but there were
combos.
There were some that just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Which one was it? Is it RPM that is like 45 Megazords tall at the end?
Be.
Wild. So I don't know. How do we jump in? Just jump. Oh, MorphinGrid.tumblr. We'll get that out of the way right now. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is a website. So it's JakeandJosh.com where the archives are. By the end of the hiatus, probably more will be up there. What do we got? In space.
We're through in space.
Because we can have three seasons, the two previous and the current one.
Okay.
On the feed. At a time, comfortably.
Season 5 is the last one I put up, whichever that equates
Turbo.
To. So yeah, In Space should be going up.
All right, so that should be up soon. So that's it, the archive. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. You can email us, littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. Sometimes we're on Podknife and Stitcher and Podbean and Bay and Boy.
Podzord.
Podzords. We're on Pod. Well, we're number two on Podzords. So if you want to go to podzords.com, we're definitely at least number two on
Who
that
would
one.
Be number one?
Ranger Danger, probably, if
yeah.
I had to guess.
All right. That's fair.
Maybe Super Sentai Brothers, and we're number three. I don't know. I don't think we're worse than three. Tell you that for free.
I think we're just about as good as 3 out of 3.
I would say so. So, do you want to just jump in?
I get we should. Okay, I have 24. You also have 24.
Do I have 24?
Right?
I have 24, yes.
All right. We're going to do the same thing we did last time where you get the opposite amount of points of the number you get.
Yeah.
So 24 gets 1 point, one gets 24 points.
Right.
Fill in the rest.
And then Josh will do all the math, and then we will say the definitive Morphin Grid rankings at the end. Also, point of order, we won't talk about the Megazord until we've both mentioned it. So, like,
right.
We'll just be like, what's your number one? This. What's your number this? This one. Okay, moving on. But if we've both already had that Zord, then we will talk about why we put it where we did, just to kind of, like, speed it up so we're not talking about it a lot. That is not a hard and fast rule because there is one specific Megazord that I just can't wait to talk about. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Also, some of these I'm feeling I put in the wrong place, but I do that every time.
Yeah. A lot there. I mean, we rank them on gut reactions for a lot of them. And then once the tannins settle on the Megazords, I don't know. Maybe we'll adjust as we go.
Yeah.
I won't. I think I like my choices.
Well, I feel like I could have sat with them a little longer, but we it's already 8:45, so...
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's time to rank these boys.
All right, so first up, my number 24 is the 2017 Power Rangers movie Megazord.
Same.
Okay.
Hard same.
It's gross.
It's yucky. It's like a bunch of wet wires and liquid metal.
It's like, look, we have pictures pulled up for all of them. There's just like a gap in the crotch where like it looks like a bucket seat for a front loader.
It's like there's no front. You can see the spine through the stomach, like the spine and the pelvis bones.
Yeah.
And it's a big robot, so it shouldn't have those.
Yeah, and like I don't like that they are in different places. Like all of the Rangers are like scattered throughout the Zord. I just don't like that. Also, it just looks like the weirdest done by committee. Like
it's a giant robot, right?
Yeah.
With muscle tone.
But also, like, there's no way any of their individual Zords could make this.
No, there's no way.
I just don't like it.
But it's got, like, all this muscle tone and man shapes, but they couldn't give it, like, any kind of actual hands.
Yeah.
It's got these weird, like, you know the gopher tool that you use for gardening?
Yes.
It's like a talon that
you
stick
like,
in the ground
stab
and twist.
In the ground,
it has those for hands.
Yes. Yeah. So it's bad, and it's the last one.
Yep.
My number 23 is the Drive Max Megazord.
That is also my number 23.
Oh, boy, we're getting, can I close this? I don't want to look at this anymore.
Yeah, you can close, once we
talk about
it.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
till we get higher up. Oh, closing them is hard. Closing them is a little tricky. I have 20-something tabs open. All right. Here's the Drive Max Megazord. It looks like a junkyard stood up.
Yes, it does.
It looks like a bunch of wrecked, crappy cars. It's so messy.
It is.
There's just
a lot
messy
going on, but none of it means anything. It's just scraped up and gross looking.
Yeah, and like... What kind of sucks is that, like, we haven't seen any of the seasons after where we are, you know? So, like, we don't have any emotional attachment to it. And I think that definitely factors into, like, you know, where some are placed later on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it just looks bad. It's a bad-looking Zord.
It doesn't look good. And the picture quality that we're looking at anyway is not super good.
Yeah.
But I think it's good enough to tell that the Zord looks bad.
Right.
This looks like
a bad Zord.
Like the power, not the show Power Rangers, but the Overdrive Power Rangers have like a budget. And this is like, this is like a used Megazord that they bought for $900.
As we know, they are the same five Rangers looking for the same five stones. Okay. They're treasure hunters, but they haven't found any yet. So they can't pay for a Megazord. That's good. And I'm closing this garbage out.
It's a dump truck that stood up into a man.
Yeah, it sucks. My number 22 is the Dino Charge Megazord.
Okay.
What do you have?
I have the original movie Megazord.
Okay, we're going to have some difference of opinion on that one.
Okay.
My number 21 is the Ninja Storm Megazord.
I have number 21 is... Wild Force.
Okay, you had a fun problem with Wild Force that we'll talk about in a little bit. Oh, did I say Ninja Storm? I did say Ninja Storm, right?
You did, yeah.
Okay, that's my number 21. Number 20 for me is the Gosei Great Megazord. It's from Megaforce.
Okay. My number 20 is Dino Charge.
All right, let's talk about this mess. Where are you, Dino Charge, in this ocean of tabs? So, the thing I don't like about it is that it's just a sideways T-Rex.
It's just a sideways T-Rex, like...
Rexy, if you've seen the first episodes of... It gets a cute nickname.
Of course it does, because it's the whole freaking Megazord.
It's the whole Zord. Why does the blue and the pink only get to be Jeff Hardy wrist sleeves?
Well, that's the thing. Later on, because we click through the other pictures, the other Rangers Zords can swap out in the arms, it looks like.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is still just the T-Rex. And I understand that the Red Ranger is the leader
is
of the
important
team
and cool or whatever.
However, the Red Ranger is not the most important.
Yeah.
And I hate this stupid big feet on this thing.
That's that they're very bad. I just like, I don't know. I just don't like that it is like, this is the T-Rex Zord with two arms.
Its feet pop down and then arms stick into its chest and butt.
Yeah. And that's it. And I don't like that.
And the head comes out the middle. So, hey guys,
hi, I'm Rexy. I'm Megan Zord Rexy.
Shut up, Rexy.
My number 19 is the Samurai Megazord.
Okay. Mine is Ninja Storm.
Okay, let's talk about that. Ninja Storm is really weird.
It is.
I don't like it. I have this at what, number 21? Yeah, it is a little lower. It's just all blue and like, I don't get it. I just don't get it, I don't think, is my problem.
It's got a big, like, piranha head.
I think it's a bird.
It looks like a piranha. It looks like the Amazon from NES Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
But red instead of green.
Okay.
It has a shield on its left shoulder facing the wrong way, facing out to the side.
That's a lion head. That's the Lion Zord's head.
Why is it the shoulder?
I don't know, because it's just a sideways lion.
And then its right arm is a shark.
The right arm is a shark or a dolphin, and then it's got sandals.
It is wearing socks with sandals.
It's wearing socks and sandals like Victor from Pokemon World Tour United.
It should be disqualified from the list.
But we had to rank them all. And some are worse. But yeah, it's the fact that it's all blue is just like unappealing to me.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. Because it's three Zords, but it's not three colors. Like, there's, like, a little yellow, but I guess the Lion's Horde is also mostly blue, which is weird and confusing, and I don't like. So I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to Ninja Storm.
Yep.
Anything else you got to say about it?
No. Nope. All right. Just not great.
My number 18 is the Ninjetti Megazord, the movie Ninja Zord.
Okay. Mine is Gosei Great from Megaforce.
Okay, so we can talk about both of them. Gosei Great, I don't know why I don't like it so much. I can't quite figure out why. It's very bow-legged. I do like the feet. I think the feet look neat, like the faces on the feet. Snake and the tiger. I think those are fine. It looks like it's giving a thumbs up, but you pointed out, and I can't unsee that now.
It does kind of. I don't know. It's just...
it's just bad.
It's just not good. You can't quite put your finger on it.
Yeah.
I think it's just maybe those Zords don't come together the way they were hoping they did.
Yeah.
And the big shoulder wings.
I don't know. Look real clunky.
And I like when the weapons come out of nowhere. This one wears a huge sword on its back.
Yeah.
Like Cloud Strife.
Yeah. It is just a super big Buster sword, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's bow-legged and it's just like weird looking. I just think it's bad. I just think it looks bad. Like it, like you said, it just didn't come together the way they wanted it to.
Yeah.
And then the Ninjetti Megazord. This is a mess. This skinny legged.
It's got like little feeties.
Shiny boy.
It's got toes on its feet.
Yeah, it's got
like
tootsies.
Five toes on each
feet.
Well,
I mean, to be fair, the Ninja Megazord also has tootsies.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's in a more robot way.
Yeah.
The lines don't go all the way back.
That's true. These are also very skinny legs.
They're really they are unsettling the way they come up into that frog crotch.
Which is just staring daggers at you. The face is really weird. Like, I don't know what they were going for, but it's not the Crane Megazord. It's very shiny. The thing that I like about it is that I think the wolf looks very good. It's a good looking wolf. And also, it knees Ivan Ooze in the crotch.
That's true.
That's what I like about it. It just gives him a big old crotch knee. And there's a whole button for it.
There's a button on that Megazord that is just lifts the knee up into a crotch.
It says, break in case of emergency. And you hit that button, and it just knees the crotch. There's a whole feature in the Megazord for it. So that's why I have it so high. Also, because I love that movie a lot. All right, what are we at, 17?
17.
My number 17 is the High-Octane Megazord from RPM.
So is mine.
Ooh, look at that. All right, so let me try to find it. Here it is. It looks like a totem pole.
I hate its whole midsection, because you can see each face. They have, like, sticker eyes, like decals you would get on a toy for eyes.
Yes.
And it's... I don't like it. It's very jarring.
My little brother was out here when we were like ranking them like by ourselves, like, making our own list before we started recording. And apparently, like, it's got this shield that is the bottom of a go-kart, and the face, the belly button is the yellow Zord, and that's it. It's just the midriff, and that goes on top of the go-kart shield, and it's a bear, but I thought it was a mouse.
It's definitely a mouse.
It's like a mouse ATV.
I can't believe people rave about this season.
Right? And they say Mystic Force is bad, and I've got some bad news for you about that. It's going to be great, I hope.
I think it's the best season.
It might be the very best that Power Rangers ever got. Judging from everything I've physically looked at.
From everything we've seen and heard.
It's dope.
It should be.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got some reviews from trusted sources that I'm not super excited about. But other than that, it looks great. But this one looks like a bunch of toys.
Yeah.
And not in the way that, like, all Power Rangers stuff looks like toys, so when they make toys of it, it looks like the show.
Right.
Like, it looks like a kid's toy for babies. This is like my first Megazord for baby for little dumb babies.
It's the Mega Bloks version.
Yeah, yeah, this is Mega Bloks. This is the Duplex Megazord. Duplo.
Duplo.
Duplex is a house. My number 16 is the Ninja Steel Megazord.
Okay. My number 16 is Samurai.
All right, let's talk about that one. It's chunky.
Yeah.
It's real chunky.
It's weird in that the picture we have, the way its right shoulder is a semicircle, looks like the picture is cut off.
Well, what it is, it folds in half. So, like, if you look right here, this is the this is the other half of it.
Yeah.
And it's the same with this other side.
And it's got a Boomer Kuanger hat.
It does very much have a Boomer Kuanger hat. I need to bump it up a couple slots. I didn't realize it was Boomer Kuanger. change picture. But yeah, so they have, like, it comes out.
Oh,
and
they, I see. Okay.
Like, they fold back into... I'm not going to open up any videos, I hope. But the individual Zords are just these weird chunky... Like, this, the pink one's just a big hockey puck turtle. And, like, this is, like, a square bear.
A square bear.
And a triangle mole. I don't know. And this is a hexagon dragon. That looks like the Red Dragon Zord from season two. And this is a pentagon lion.
Okay.
I think. So, like, I like the idea of the individual Zords. I just think when you put them all together, it looks weird.
It does.
It's just real. It's just.
Well, it's because they had these firm shapes, like a square and a rectangle, that they had to make into a man.
Well, they had to make them into Zords animals first, and then make those animals into man parts.
Yeah, but you still have all those weird angles from the original shapes. Yeah. And they just. I don't know. It looks like it can't stand up straight because its shins bend in the middle.
Yeah, and it's got shin splints and it's in terrible pain. This poor Megazord. Ugh. Someone put it out of its misery. also, we didn't do Samurai, Super Samurai or Super Dino Charge or Super Ninja Steel because those are just kind of upgrades rather than like whole new Zords.
Right.
So those are not on here. My number 15 is Wild Force.
Where did I put Wild Force?
You put it low.
I did. Okay. Mine was Zeo.
That's low. Oh, boy.
I don't love the first... I don't love the Zeo Megazord.
I feel like I put it really high, and I that's one of the ones that I feel like I did wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I kept... I was like, yeah, it's up there, and I forgot about it. the Wild Force Megazord looks photoshopped.
It's bad.
So we had to figure out where the Yellow Ranger was, and its head is the Yellow Ranger's butt, and then the Yellow Zord's butt, and then it's like
the back.
The back is the rest of it, and it looks fine, but it looks like they tried to make a Ninja Megazord 2, but yeah, they didn't like Family Dollar tried to make one.
The big lion head on the chest is what hangs me up the most, but I also hate that both its hands are mittens.
Yeah.
Like, it can't grab anything because it's just two animal heads. So it's just two jaws for hands.
Yeah, they have two states, open and closed.
Yeah. And I don't know. I like its legs and feet.
The legs and feet look pretty neat.
Those look pretty good. And then just everything above that falls apart for me.
I also don't like the head because it looks kind of like the Lights of Orion Lost Galaxy version.
It does.
And that just is bad. I just think that's bad for me. I just don't like
that. Yeah, I don't love huge crowns on tiny heads on my Megazords. This one definitely is guilty.
Yeah, same. The crotch down looks pretty good. Let's try again with the whole upper body. keep the bottom.
Just do the waist up again.
And I don't mind, like, one arm being a mitten.
Yeah.
Like, that's how the Ninja Megazord was. Like, it's, you know.
But it's holding its sword. The sword is the shark's tail.
Yeah.
And it's holding it in the shark's mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Something about it just visually is not appealing for me.
It seems like there has to be, like, a proprietary hole for this to slide into.
Yeah.
Like, the handle to put in.
Yeah, because it's just going to fall out of that.
Yeah. Or you're going to break the shark's teeth.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Sharks need those teeth. Number 14?
Yep.
Is the Delta Squad Megazord.
Okay. I have Turbo here.
Oh. Josh. Did you already have the Delta Squad on yours?
No, I have it higher than that.
All right. Well, moving on then. Number 13 for me is the Legendary Megazord.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hang on.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. That was just going to be very skewed, I think. What was this, 13?
Yes.
I have the Lost Galaxy Megazord at 13.
Okay. Moving up then. Number 12 for me is the Thundersaurus Megazord from Dino Thunder.
I have Ninja Steel at number 12.
Okay.
So we can talk about...
Oh, can we please... Ninja Steel. Can we please talk about this? We talked a lot about this off mic.
Okay, at first glance, when you just look at the primary photograph of the Ninja Steel Megazord, it's a mess.
It is a clusterfuck. It's
It's like you if you kept all your Megazords in a wardrobe and tipped it over.
Yeah.
When you picked it up, this Megazord is the pile of clothes on the ground.
But when you look at it further, it gets weirder. So according to what I think Ross Butler told us, is that it was the in-universe reason for why each one of these things is completely different is that it was like test focus. It was like a focus group. And this is what people in Tokyo decided the coolest Megazord could be, or the coolest Zords would be.
Okay.
A dog and a train and a dump truck and a dragon and a boy. And a big robot boy. And then this Megazord comes together, and the foot is a dog, and the foot is other foot's a train, and the arms are a dragon and a dump truck. And in the middle, there's just a boy sitting in it?
There's a throne in the middle.
There's a whole
that
boy.
A little boy sits in. And if we looked at the photos, and we did, we looked through all of them,
yes.
The red Zord is the boy.
The red Zord is the boy. So where does
what
all this
other... What is the core of the Megazord?
How does it... What's all this other junk if it's not the boy? Because the boy sits in the Megazord.
He just sits in it like a chair.
He sits on it like he's like Yokozuna being carried down to the ring.
He makes up the abdomen, but his feet stick out.
He does.
He's got little footrests.
He doesn't make up the abdomen. He sits in the abdomen because if you look later, there's like a different boy in this one.
Different boys.
Is this arm the boy now? Did the boy turn into the arm and then the dragon becomes the boy sitting in the chair in the middle?
Maybe the full red Zord is something else and the boy is part of it, and so it makes up the core. See, there it is with no boy.
The boy is gone in this picture.
It's just a haunted suit of armor.
The boy left and this ghost is left to wander the halls. Here's one with a green boy. And I don't know where the rest of this crap came from.
It looks like the green one is an elephant Zord.
Maybe it's Olmec? I don't know. And then you go a little farther down, and there's just this weird monster thing. He's got this whole big gun, and it looks like Cherno Alpha because his head's gone.
That's a blue boy.
No, the blue boy is the dragon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a different blue
boy. That's this one. Also, why is your tail is all the way down here?
Yeah, he plugged his little feeties in, and there's a purple one with a red hoverboard.
Yeah, the purple one gets a skateboard, because Purple Boy loves skateboarding. Everyone knows that about Purple Boy. But like, and then all for some reason, there's just some Jungle Fury Zords also in this image roundup. I don't know if that's like a, I don't know what that is. But like, it's just so weird.
It's bonkers. It's a crazy Zord.
I just don't get it.
I don't understand how or why it's like this.
So that's the Ninja Steel Megazord.
Yep.
What was that?
That was 12.
12? Okay, so number 11 for me is the Astro Megazord.
Okay. I have the Delta Squad from SPD here.
So let's talk about Delta Squad. Where is Delta Squad? There it is. Delta Squad is weird because I don't like it, but I kind of do.
I like how stocky it is.
It's a thick boy. It's an absolute unit, I think, as the kids are saying. I like that it's just like a bunch of different Zords, like, put together. I do like that the green, the Tootsies on the green Zord is, like, the leg looks like the front of an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Like, I would go to that window to get, to get a cone. But it's also, it's, like, kind of plain. It's weirdly
plain. It is pretty plain, but I don't know. After some of the other ones we've seen, I kind of like that.
You know what I really liked about this one? The head's not weird. There's nothing weird on the head.
Yeah. It's just like a head in the helmet. It's a robot head with a helmet on.
It's got a cop hat on. That's it.
That's a little weird, but it's not like a giant crown half the size of the thing.
It's not like a corona of sun rays. Like, yeah, not a lot to say about this one. A lot of flashing lights, it looks like. Looks like every part of it flashes. That's going to be a fun season to watch. Number 10 is the Galactabuddy Megazord.
My number 10 was the Astro Megazord.
Okay, so we can talk about both of them. Yep. All right, so for the Galactabuddy, I don't dislike it. This is why I have it at number 10. Like, it's, like, right in the middle, pretty much.
Yeah,
just,
I have it down at number 13, which is, like, just below the middle. Yeah,
like, it's fine. I don't like that the heads on the shoulders stick out. I didn't really notice that at all during the season. but they also get rid of this Megazord real quick, I feel like, and they trade it up for other ones.
Which is so weird, because those are, like, real creatures that make
those are real animals. I like the real animals a lot more than I like the Zords.
I do, too.
The head's fine. On this one, I don't like the Lights of Orion version. I think that's what it is. I keep thinking about the Lights of Orion version, which covers up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this is pretty much just kind of like
a standard Megazord.
Yeah, this is a Megazord we made.
Yeah.
It has a belt on with a gorilla head.
Yeah, check out my sweet gorilla belt. And then the Astro Megazord, I have it a little lower. I think I have it one lower. Yeah, I have it 11. I don't like the Zords that are just one thing.
Yeah, it's just two things. It's a shuttle and a space station.
Well, yeah, but they're basically the same. I think this is like the only one of the very few that does that.
I think so. I really like this one. I think because it is one thing, it looks very uniform, and I think that's what draws me to it over some other ones.
That's true. And it looks like it's one thing, but it is uniform, unlike the Ninja Storm, which is three things, but still looks weirdly uniform. Yeah. But like I like it. I like the head that is. I like that it is the shuttle, and I like the like.
Yeah, and it gives it like the little, almost traditional Megazord horns.
Yeah,
but not in an obnoxious way, and it is definitely just a space shuttle.
Yeah,
which is kind of charming. It's just weird that they don't get individual Zords until their next Megazord.
Until way later down the road, because I get the other one first. Is it a Delta something Megazord? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
That was years
they get
ago.
A lot of. They have a lot going on.
They got a lot going on. But yeah, so it's like it's fine. I just have it like a little lower down than I feel like I could have. But
yeah,
who knows? Who knows why? Again, I feel like some of these are wrong. Like as soon as you had Zeo so low, I was like, I should have dropped Zeo a lot. I don't know why I have Zeo so high. Next up for me is the Time Force Megazord.
My next one is the Thundersaurus.
All right, let's talk about Thundersaurus. I like Thundersaurus. I just think it's a little clunky.
It's clunky. It's busy because it has the same diamond pattern that their suits have.
Like a lot.
Which also bothered me about their suits.
Yeah.
Is that they're very busy.
I think what I don't like the most of this whole chest area is the yellow and the red one, like, just messing around.
Yeah.
And, like, it just looks really strange. I do love that the arm is the tail, though.
Yeah. Its other arm is a Triceratops head.
Yeah.
The whole arm is a Triceratops, actually.
Right.
It's neat. I don't have a lot more to say about it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. The tail is the shoulder has the butt.
It also doesn't have hands, but it doesn't bother me on this one the way it did on the...
Yeah, because one arm is one real weird. And that is just like, all right, whatever. Like, if we're doing this, then, like, yeah, cool.
It's literally just slapping you around with a T-Rex tail. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty rad.
That is pretty good.
And it's got cool, like, it has dinosaur feet, but not in a stupid way, like Dino Charge.
Yeah. Each dino foot of the Dino Charge one could have been another Zord.
Yeah, they're so big.
They're so big, they could have just been Zords. I don't know why. But yeah, this one's pretty good. I'm pretty excited to see it. I don't like all the diamonds like all over the middle.
Yeah.
I think that like is kind of throwing me off. Number 8 for me is the Thunder Megazord.
Okay. 8 for me is Time Force.
All right. Well, we can talk about Time Force, which again is a one. There were two modes, and I don't really remember correctly, but this one said Time Flyers. The other one said Made of the Time Jets. And I'm pretty sure Time Flyers were first. I remember this one more. So this is mode red. If that's wrong, sorry. Oops.
I don't feel like it is because we saw a picture of both of them.
Yeah, and this one was
blue,
on top.
Blue does not look like what they would start with. It's got a different look to it.
It's got tall shoulders.
It doesn't look like a first Megazord.
Yeah. But this is like it's just like a big boy.
Yeah.
He's like a big chunky head, and like he can't lift his arms because of his weird shoulders.
He can only move them in 360 degrees in two dimensions.
Yeah.
He has no third dimension movement.
Yeah, it can't go like out. The feet are like shoes.
Yeah, the feet are great.
What I like about this is it looks uniform, but it's made from five different Zords.
Yeah.
But all those Zords are also basically the same. So like they just look like they should be one thing, and they, because they are essentially,
and the whole design of it follows the like arrow motif from the Ranger suits.
Yeah,
like it's got an arrow on the head, down to the chest, down to the abdomen.
Yeah,
it's real cool.
That's very good. Little skinny thighs.
It is like a guy in a rubber suit's thighs.
These are very tight pants. It looks like connecting the undies to the big, big boots. But yeah. So number 7 for me is the Jungle Pride Megazord.
All right. 7 for me was the Thunder Megazord.
All right. So let's talk about Thunder first. We had a lot of bad things to say about this Megazord when we were watching it.
Yep.
I don't know why. I think I was mad that it was no longer the Megazord.
Yeah, they had to get rid of the Megazord to get it, and yeah, it doesn't feel like an upgrade.
No.
I mean, it looks like one because it's like all gold and flashier.
Yeah, there's like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I had this toy.
Also, the cockpit for this one isn't the head. It's the big green gem in the,
yeah,
in the center, and that is also kind of off for me.
Yeah. I had the toy for this one, and let me tell you, these shoulders are really annoying.
Yeah, I bet they are.
It's the legs of the lion, like the whole chest of the lion, and then these come off and they flip out, but they just don't, like, that's, you can lose these real easy.
Yeah.
And I didn't like them, but I, like, looking at it now, I'm like, it's actually pretty good.
It is pretty good. I like the theme of it, like the, I don't know, ninja theme or the samurai theme or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a, it's
theme,
well,
they were going for.
I don't know what it is, because it's like ancient Chinese mythical creatures.
Right.
And they all combine into like
a warrior.
A warrior of some sort. Whatever the Chinese equivalent of a samurai is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No idea.
But you can pull each individual Zord out of it without it feeling like they don't go together.
Yeah.
Like you can see each individual color, but it still feels like one thing.
Yeah. And what I like about this is that like the Red Ranger, like the Red Zord, like everyone builds onto the Red Zord.
Yeah.
But like it doesn't look like it's like the Red Zord featuring some friends.
Yeah.
It's a Megazord, but it just starts out.
The Red is the leader, is the core of the team.
Of the Zord.
And the rest of the team feeds and builds off of the leader.
Yeah.
And then the pink
Dino
one.
Dino charge.
The pink one is a dress.
Yeah. It keeps his butt warm. That's it. And it also shoots off its hand in a pretty cool way later on.
Yeah.
I have, for number 6, I have the Rescue Zord.
Okay. I have the Ninja Zord. Ninja Megazord.
Okay. Number 5 for me is the Turbo Zord, which we can talk about.
This is where I have the Rescue Zord.
Okay. So
we can
talk
about
both
that
of them
as well.
Let's talk about Turbo first.
This is the kid brother of all the other Megazords.
This is the kid brother, but it was also like one of the first Megazords that I like, because I saw this movie in theaters. Like, I saw the first one in theaters too. Like, that don't get it twisted. I was all about Power Rangers from the ages of 4 to 10. That was it for me. But like, I don't know why I just imprinted on this one. I think it's because I was Justin's age and I was like, that could be me. And this is his Zord.
This was number 5, right?
For me, yes.
Okay.
So, like, I just kind of love this Zord. I like cars abstractly, and I like that it's, like...
I think that's a lot of my problem with it, is I don't give a crap about cars, and this one is very car-ish.
Yeah, I like the headlights on the front.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I like that this is the first instance of the 5 splitting apart, like, or of one of them splitting apart. Actually, I think the Shape Zords did that. The pink ones.
Yeah, they did.
Never mind, I lied to you. No, that was the feet. That one turns into the feet.
Yeah.
So that's different. This is its first split arms. And I like that better than feet. Anyway, and I also like the head a lot.
It is a good head.
The head looks pretty cool, but it definitely absolutely is like kid brother Megazord.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So you want to play with your dinosaur figures and your brother wants to play with his Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And then that's this Megazord.
That's this one, yeah. What was the other one we're talking about? Lightspeed? The Rescue Zord?
Yeah, the Rescue Megazord.
We talked a lot about this very recently. It looks great. I love rescue-themed ones. The rescue-themed Zord from Turbo is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think if we did this before we watched Lightspeed, I would not put this one at number 5 like I did. Because
you don't know about the ladder arms.
You don't know about the ladder arms. And I mean, the picture is not super flattering for
it. No, it's a old, old, old picture.
Yeah.
It's like, you can, like, look down here. This is very grainy.
Right.
Like, but it's got ladder arms, y'all.
It's got ladder arms. It can punch you from across the city.
It grabbed a dude and spun it around and threw him into a lava pit and he exploded.
Yeah.
That was great.
He's pretty cool.
It's pretty good boy. Number four for me is a Titan Megazord.
Okay. I have, for number four, I have the Jungle Pride Megazord.
All right. Well, let's talk about Jungle Pride first. It is three Zords, but two of them are slippers. Two of them are Uggs that this red Zord puts on. I still think it looks dope as hell.
It does look very cool. It looks like a WMAC master.
Oh, yeah. This is jungle.
This is Tiger Claw. But like a not like a crappy version.
But if Tiger Claw didn't suck.
Yeah, because he's got like, it's a Megazord, right? It's obviously, it's just a bunch of robots put together into a bigger robot. But it looks like a guy in like a tiger pelt with this triple nunchuck weapon.
Yeah, it's like a three-section nunchuck that's like the tails of each of the Zords. The only thing that is a little weird is that it's like the feet, like literally from the knees down are two different Zords, but like, they look like they're all the same size in the individual ones.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
That's a little weird. Don't know why the blue one's got sunglasses on. Don't know why they made the yellow one look sad.
Because it's just toes.
The cheetah. I know cheetahs are very anxious creatures, like in real life.
Yeah.
Like at zoos, they give cheetahs dogs to like chill them out.
Oh.
It's adorable. Like cheetahs would be extinct right now if we didn't help because they are too scared to talk to each other. Like they're too afraid to like initiate contact.
Oh no.
Cuz cheetahs are great and they reflect.
Well, that's why it looks like that.
I just want to give this big cheetah robot a hug.
Well, I don't recommend it. It's much larger than
you. Let me just give it a little hug.
I want to see this thing do kung fu moves. I want to see it do
absolutely
like mid-air cartwheel kicks.
I want to
just chuck some monsters up with those.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call that cuz it's like nunchucks.
Triple
if a
chucks.
Third nunchuck was in the middle of them.
Jungle chucks.
Yeah, jun chucks.
Yeah, it looks dope. Did we talk about the other one? No, Titan, which is not on, you do not have.
Right.
All right, next up, number three for me is the Zeo Megazord, which I now feel like should be much lower.
Number three for me was the Legendary Super Megazord.
All right, so let's talk about Legendary Super Megazord. I think we missed one.
What do you mean?
No, this is three. Never mind. I figured out what's up.
Okay.
I can see the shape of things. So, Legendary Megazord, number one, it's pirate ships.
It's a pirate theme, which is already like,
it's
top five because it's pirates.
One of his feet is a treasure chest. I also love pirates. One of his feet is a treasure chest. It's got a cool pirate hat. It's got gun hand. It's got wrist-mounted lasers that are also wheels.
It's wrist cannon. Its chest opens into a big cannon.
Yeah, there's like pictures at the bottom. We were clicking through, and like the Red Zord, big pirate ship.
Oh, it's just a big pirate ship.
This one, a different ship. This one, a treasure chest finder. This is a gun car.
The green one.
This one's a sub to go find hidden treasure deep in the ocean. And then you come down here, and there's the Pride version. It's just, like, got this rainbow, like, corset, and I don't know why the calves flip out.
I know, its legs get real big and bulky.
To, like, provide support, and there's Gatling guns on it, but, like, I'm just, like, super into this, like, upgraded
that
mode.
That thing is covered in guns!
There's just Gatling guns everywhere, and then there's just this rainbow Pride flag right in the middle. It's like, what's up? where's the cannon one? This guy's whole chest flips down into a cannon. It's amazing. Also, yeah, look, these also flip open. Is this to provide, are these sails? Are these
I bet those are sails.
To provide wind power to the cannon?
I don't know, but it's pretty rad.
I love it. I don't know where
it's too bad that like, Troy is in there.
Yeah, I put it down at number 13 because, like, I think I should bump it up. I should switch this in Zeo. That's what I'm doing right now. No, I'm not. The list is
final.
No,
that'll screw up the points.
It'll screw up the points. But in my heart, I'm switching this in Zeo, which we will talk about now. So here's the Zio Megazord. You had it pretty low.
I did.
I should have it much lower. I just like the look of it. The feeder vacuum cleaners that your grandma had.
Yeah, I had it at 15. I had this under turbo, and I don't know if I agree with that now, but I'll leave it there. I think a lot of it is the head I don't like. And this is, obviously, it has different helmets because this one has modes.
Right.
But we're looking at the red helmet because that's how they started.
Yeah.
And I don't like the big head wings. And the rest of it is very plain.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's got a couple Dysons for feet.
Yeah, like, oh, no, Dysons are much sleeker than this.
Oh,
you're
right.
These are like
Auric vacuum.
Door-to-door salesman vacuums. Like some guy came to your house to sell you these.
They're just dirt devils. A couple dirt devil feet.
I like the theme of it a lot. And Zio has this weird special place because it was like the first one that was like completely new.
Yeah.
So like, and I was there when it changed over, and like I was watching it. So like I was really jazzed about that. So yeah, I think I definitely should put it lower, but it's number three. Oops. This is the opposite of what happened with the Mystic Force theme song, where I was like, no, that should be much higher.
Yeah.
That should be number one. Oops. All right, number two for me is the Ninja Megazord.
My number two is the Titan Megazord from Mystic Force.
Well, let's talk about the Ninja first.
Okay.
I think that'll probably end up being lower. It's dope.
It's pretty good.
It's a good boy. It does, unlike the Ninjetti Megazord from the movie, the feet look regular.
This one looks like a Megazord.
Yeah.
The problem with the movie one,
they tried to sex it up too much.
It's all CG, so they could do whatever. They didn't have to think about how they actually did transform and fit together.
That's, I think, my problem with a lot of the later Megazords is that they're mostly CG, so you don't need to like think about the toy first and how you can put them together.
Because this one has the same frog crotch, but it's not nearly as...
This one looks cute.
Yeah, this one's fine.
This is a cute frog crotch. The arms are a little chunkier, but they're more Zord-like, so I like that about them.
Yeah.
The bear has a thing in its mouth in this, does not in the other. And the face looks like a face of a Megazord and not just some weird, like, Terminator, bike cop.
I think I would have bumped this up one or two more if the crane head didn't stick up so high. I think that's the only thing that really knocks this one down.
Yeah,
for
it is
me.
A pretty tall one. And this doesn't have Tommy on it, the wings, but it usually has the wings, but not always. Because that's a whole separate Zord that only comes in much later. This is their second Zord that they get in the in Cocker Ranger.
Right, right.
They start with that. They had to do it in reverse order because this one makes more sense for for that. but yeah, it's good. And the Titan Megazord, I think, is a lot of the sum of its parts.
Yeah. I like the look of it overall, because if you can't quite tell, but if you look hard enough, you can see that this Megazord also has a cape like the Rangers do.
Yeah, which is radical.
That's cool.
It's also, like, if you look at all the individual Zords, there's, like, a dragon, a mermaid, a pixie, a dad. Who's a minotaur, and, like, a man who has sort of phoenix attributes, and they turn into a wizard.
Yeah,
it's just a straight up wizard. And I like that the final evolutionary chain of all of these humanoid things is wizard.
It's just a wizard.
I love it so much.
He's very cool. It's just stocky enough that I believe it can kill monsters.
Yeah, and it's like a later one too,
but it doesn't look too bulky, like it can't move.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any other pictures of it, but I don't think so. No, not really. Also, the individual Zords rule school so much. The green one is so tall, and the little one is so small, and I love it so much. I can't wait for Mystic Force.
Does Mystic Force start with all five?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Because this one looks like it could start with three. It could start with red, blue, and yellow, because they're all pretty uniform in
regular
size.
And then they add
then
in the
green
other two.
Is massive, and pink is tiny.
Yeah, which evens it out. I love it so, and it's just standing on his shoulder. I love it so much.
Yeah, very cool. I'm excited to see Mystic Force.
Me too.
Should I?
Do you want me to tell you what Shannon told me about it?
Yeah, I'm excited to see it because everything about it looks cool. I'm not super excited to see how they botched it.
It looks like they handed them the slammest dunk you could find,
and instead they shot it
what
at the
happened,
wrong basket.
Yeah. Apparently, it's very focused on the Red Ranger, who is worse than Leo.
Oh no.
So that's a problem. That's the big problem, is it's very Red Ranger focused to the end. Like, they add in like weird side characters for like an episode that just take away from learning anything about anyone else. So it's just a real weird mess, according to Shannon. And I'm really disappointed because it looks so cool.
It should be so good.
But instead, who knows? Maybe we'll find something to love about it. Because everyone said that Lightspeed was going to be boring, and that ruled. So, who knows? And finally, number one, it's the Megazord.
Yeah.
Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, you're 90s kids. Well, it's the first one. That's the only reason you like it. Well, maybe. But also, it's perfect.
Yeah, the thing about this, the Megazord, is that, yes, it is perfect, very perfect. But the way we're looking at it now, it cuts the feet off. The only part of the like original five Zords that you can tell is from the five Zords are the feet. Everything else, and we get to see it come together. We get to see each Zord open up and clunk together.
And they put together in a different way and then stand up into the Megazord.
Yeah.
Megazord sequence activate initiated.
And it looks like these five things came together to make this completely separate thing. Like, none of this looks like, oh, that's a dinosaur part.
Right.
Except for the feet.
And even the feet are just, like, the heads. Like, they still look like pretty much, like, a different thing. I don't know. Everything about it is really... the shoulders are great. They're not too big. They stick out, but they're not, like, huge.
It's got the shoulder pads, but they're not... No part of this Zord is overwhelming.
Yeah. The head has like the horns and the three, you know, the two on the side and the one on the top, but they're not super tall or super out.
And the face is proportionate to the rest of the body and its own head.
And like I love the shield, like the chest, it's got like the same kind of diamonds on that look like they do, but like a little different because it's a Zord. It's
dinosaur teeth.
Yeah. It's like, it looks like a Mouch. It's so good. I just love it so much. I have mine from 1993 sitting not 5 feet away. It's the best Zord. They did it. They got it right. So right the first time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the success of the series is the fact that like they nailed it, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I couldn't see it take it off if they started
with like Thunder
somewhere later. Yeah. If they started with the Thunder Megazord, I don't know. Maybe we'd be having a different list right now.
I mean, probably.
But I don't think so. I don't think you can beat the Megazord.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all the Zords.
Do we want to put them in order?
Yeah, you
want to take a break while I reorder
these. Let's do a little break. You put them in order and we will talk about where they land in total. All right, Josh, what is the definitive ranking of the Zords as described by the Morphin Grid?
Well, we've got a few ties. So of 24 Zords, there are 20 spots on the list.
Okay.
Number 20, with 2 points, is the 2017 movie Megazord.
That was 2017, right? That wasn't 2016. That was 17, yes.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know.
Because Alan came down for it, and we started United in 2016 in April.
Right.
So it couldn't have been 2016 because it came out in March. This is how I remember things.
Number 19 with 4 points is the Drive Max Megazord from Overdrive.
The second dookiest Megazord of the bunch.
18 with 8 points is the Dino Charge Megazord.
Okay.
We have a tie for number 17 with 10 points. The original movie, the Ninjetti Zord, and the Ninja Storm Megazord.
Okay. Ninja's not doing well on the list.
No, they don't seem to be doing too good. Number 16 with 12 points is the Gosei Great Megazord.
Okay.
15 with 14 points is Wild Force.
Sure.
And then number 14 with 15 points is Samurai.
Okay.
Number 13 with 16 points is the High Octane Megazord. Number 12.
For babies.
I think this is the biggest jump in points so far. Number 12 with 22 points.
Oh, geez.
So 6 points higher than the one below it is Ninja Steel.
Okay.
11 with 25
that boy
points.
Boy, is so weird.
11 with 25 points is Delta Squad. 10 with 27 points is the Galaxy Megazord. Number 9 is a tie at 29 points between the Astro Megazord. Megazord?
It did have an Astro Megazord.
The Astro Megazord and the Thundersaurus.
Okay.
Number 8 with 31 points is Turbo. So we got the top 10. Okay. It got up in the top half, despite me
barely
not loving it. Number 7 with 33 points is a tie between Zio and Time Force.
Okay. It shouldn't be. I messed up with Zio so bad. What happened was I did the first like 5 just off of like what I know about, like just like how I feel about him. And I forgot about it because it was so high up that everything else was lower on the list. Totally forgot. I've made a mistake.
Oh, that's all right. Live and learn. Number 6 with 34 points is the legendary Megazord.
All right.
Number 5 with 35 points is the Thunder Megazord.
Again, I don't know why I put the legendary one so low. I should have bumped it up a couple spots.
You kept it out of the top 5 by 1 point.
Dang it. Dang it, Jake.
Number 4 is a tie at 39 points between Rescue and Jungle Pride.
Okay.
Number 3 with 42 points is the Ninja Megazord. Number 2 with 44 points is the Titan Megazord.
All right.
And number 1 with the highest possible total of 48 points is the Megazord.
The Megazord. So originally we were going to do this and real quick afterwards rank all the Rangers and the seasons in a row. Josh realized that there was so many Power Rangers that would never work.
Yeah.
And I would want to do that like how we do the episodes where there like has to be a definitive ranking. Like we don't do points. Like we have to decide
right
one by one who goes where. And then what we would do.
I don't know how we're going to do that when it comes to number 1 and number 2. I don't know how you and I are going to agree.
Honestly, I think I'm going to have to budge because I just don't know. Maybe we will record that and put it up on Patreon for some BOCO, some bonus content. Who knows? But what we were going to do is we're going to take that and then we're going to do the seasons and then we're going to like rank them by feeling, you know, like how we feel about them. And then when Benny comes on to buy the numbers for Lightspeed Rescue, we would compare how we felt about them to how we actually in the moment put the numbers to them, you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited to see. So maybe we'll have to do that before we get Benny back on for the buy the numbers. I think it's going to get messy because we a lot of our ranges that we like are like similar. But yeah. Again, number 1 and number 2 are immutable, but I know I'm going to have to budge because objectively, yours is a little better than mine. A little bit better than mine. But also, you know what? You know what, Josh?
What?
I think on a long enough timeline, because they're tied right now, through some miracle of math in Benny's list, like they are like on the chart that he has, they are tied. And I know Adam's going to get a bump in overdrive because there's no way he's walking out of that without the MVP. But Kat came back.
She did in
the whatever Ninja Steel
as the Pink Turbo Ranger.
Ooh, that might keep her out. You know what? No, she's still Kat. As long as she doesn't suck, I'm still probably going to MVP her. So who knows? We'll cross that bridge in, I guess, 14, 15 years. I don't know. Anyways, that's been the ranking special for this week. I don't know what we're doing next week.
I don't know. What do we got still? Morphe's?
Morphe's by the numbers. We're going to watch Extreme Heist.
Something else.
One or two. Maybe next week we'll do Power Rangers. Hey, let us know. We got a whole week between this coming out and recording it. What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah. This will come out Monday.
This will come out Monday, and then we'll record the next one on Wednesday probably. So, like, maybe we'll put a poll up if you want us to do 2 rankings in a row where we also do the Rangers. If not, that might end up being Patreon exclusive for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Actually, no, maybe not. I don't know. We'll talk about it off mic. It's the thing we'll figure out later. So I don't know what we're going to do next week. But we'll be back on Monday for something else on this hiatus. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I'm a little. All right.
I was waiting for you to start the sync on that one.
Well, we don't do that on this show.